He reached into a small table beside the futon and pulled out a condom. He ripped it open with his teeth and rolled it on. He applied small pressure to my inner thighs, spreading my legs apart, and I felt his knees drop between my legs. He looked up at me, again asking permission with his eyes. Then he blanketed my body with his own, and I felt his every muscle quivering against my skin. He tangled his fingers in my hair and kissed my lips. I felt the pressure of his cock slipping against the wetness of my sex and sucked in a breath, tensing. He hesitated there.
"I won't hurt you,"
he whispered, his breath hot on my ear. "I know." I drew in a breath and held it, waiting for something I couldn't guess. Something world-changing. And it was. Whatever I'd known about sex before that moment was nothing. He didn't break my gaze as he filled me, slowly opening me up, his every muscle straining, and his breath coming hard as he moved. He concentrated, hard, as if every second meant something, and he was committing each of them to memory. When he was buried to the hilt inside me, I felt one thing I never had with any other guy before. Treasured. He leaned into me, kissed the shell of my ear.
"This all right for you?"
Until that moment, with him, I never knew sex would be something I could enjoy. I felt a warmth low in my abdomen that I'd never felt before. My sex gripped him, wanting to move with him, wanting more. "Yes. Oh, yes." He let out a groan.
"God, you feel good,"
he said, tangling his hands in my hair.
"Are you feeling better?"
I look up. Miles is watching me from the brochure rack, where he's sucking down his umpteenth cup of coffee and holding a brochure for the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park. Above him on the TV, some old episode of Friends is playing. There hasn't been a news report in an hour. He gave me his flannel shirt as a blanket again, and I'm actually quite cozy, even though I don't think I'll sleep anymore. My teeth ache from all the pseudo-strawberry deliciousness of the Twizzlers. I tried to share with him, but he insisted I eat them all.
"To fatten you up," he'd said.
The snow has almost stopped, but no more plows have come through. My phone only has 15% charge, but I'm trying to stop myself from running outside and checking it every 2 seconds, since it's the middle of the night and probably no one else has texted me. Situation? Pretty much the same as before. Wedding? In 8 hours and counting, and still looking iffy. Small favor, Miles's thermal shirt is dry now, so he's put it back on. Problem? After that snowball fight, the temperature in the room skyrocketed, and it's just getting hotter the more I entertain memories of Miles and me. The tension is now so thick I'd need a hacksaw to cut through it. I resist the urge to fan my face from that last memory and say, "I'm good. And you? How's your hand?" Trying to keep my tone conversational and not like I was just remembering us fucking. He flattens the bandage down on his palm and rakes the hand through his hair.
"Can't complain."
We're both getting antsy. I can tell by his rigid posture, his spine is ramrod straight, and the way he's practically shaking with unspent energy. It's the feeling you get when there's so much to do but your hands are tied behind your back. I eye him suspiciously. Miles looks like a powder keg ready to blow.
"There's a shocker."
He frowns.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
I didn't mean to get into a fight, but my mood's getting worse and worse by the second, the more desperate I feel, and I can't help it. "It's no secret, Mr. Complain About Everything." He snorts.
"Yeah? You're one to talk, Bridezilla. You've complained about the snow about 4,000 times, not to mention my driving, my vending machine choices, your..."
"Oh, stop it. You won't shut up. Everything I do, you have to have some kind of snide comment on."
"Yeah, well..."
"Stop," I say, crossing my arms and facing away from him. I wave somewhere behind me. "Just go over there."
"Fine,"
he bites out, grabbing a bunch of brochures and getting out of my sight. "Yes, this is much better." He was starting to seem human before, and that was the problem. I have to hate it.